At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your name and lights above it. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Much better day today than yesterday. We're doing the priest and the rabbi. We have Monsignor Ted from ICD. We have Rabbi Shmuel from Aisha Torah. We need to get you guys on more often. This year was not a banner year for priest and rabbi, but I'm right. really glad you guys are here now. Right. First thing I need to do is call Ted out on getting Botox. Brother, you look 10 years younger than last time I saw you. You look great. Well, I must be like Dorian Gray. I must look 10 years older. So.
I hear that Botox is actually poison. I try to avoid it.
Must be the clean living, man.
Well, you know what? We had it. I hope that's part of it. I go to the gym 3 times a week. Obviously, prayer, those two things. And we had a speaker at our church one time that kind of summarized it for me. He said, asked him what was his secret to his high energy. And he said, two things. He said the elliptical machine and Eucharistic adoration, which is our special kind of prayer before the Blessed Sacrament. And yeah, certainly those I never. And actually, I will say in the interest of transparency, you know, this May I celebrated 50 years of priest, and I actually celebrated it the entire year. And with a group of couples I've been meeting with for 35 years. It was important to them that we do something together. And so we did take a pretty extended vacation together. And when I came back and told my spiritual advisor about that, he said, well, he didn't say Botox, but he said, you look more relaxed than I've seen you in a long time. And I said, well, I had a great year celebrating 50 years, and I did just get back from the most time I ever took off in my life. And so he said, well, your assignment is to start planning your next vacation.
That's so great.
I don't want to contradict Father Ted, but I go to the gym 3 times a week too, and I also pray. So I tend to think there might be something else involved here. I don't know.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah, I don't know why this reminded me of that, but you know, Phoebe is away at school in Lawrence, Kansas. And I am forever sending her and her roommates cookies and pies and stuff like that. And I texted Maureen the other day and I said, hey, I just sent Phoebe some more cookies. And she had the greatest response, the total Maureen response. She said, you should send less cookies and yell at her more. That was the best parenting advice I've ever had from my co-parent. Because right. I'm just a wuss. I just don't
at
do
this
it.
Point, that's all I do also is I you know, my children, grandchildren, I just hand out candy.
Yeah. It's a great job.
Yeah.
It's a great job.
Like my wife claims like one of my children, like, you know, fooled me and like, you know, she's you know, tricking me into being, and I just said I'm for sale. Like,
yeah.
Just be nice to me and I'll give you whatever you want.
100%. 100%. So let's talk about the holidays coming up, and obviously they're different for the two of you. Ted, why don't you take off and talk about ICD?
Sure. Well, the part of my regular preaching is whenever I love my parishioners, want them to be happy. Best way, simple path to happiness is live a life of thanksgiving and a life of generosity. So Christmas upcoming season is a special time for both. And so, yes, we have our parishioners actually are generous to the poor all year long, but special giving opportunities. I think when we were part of the scouting for food deal a few weeks ago, I think they said we collected 40,000 cans or goods to give away, and we've become kind of a food warehouse for the area. So we do help the poor and the needy with food, with rent money, with paying utilities, that kind of thing. And there's other special things. But in addition to that, and the children in the school, we even give them opportunities. And because most of our children in our school have more stuff than they need and they don't realize how comfortable lives they have, we give them opportunities to give too. And I tell them, we're doing you a favor every time we ask you to give something away, because that's more on the path to happiness than having more stuff is. But a similarly important thing in I would say our community, suburbia, comfortable suburbia, lends itself to hyperactivity and being hyper-scheduled is to take that quiet time. So we emphasize that. Get away. We do that in our chapel, and I tell people to go there and pray before Jesus' presence. And I said, I promise you one thing is when you leave, God will multiply the time you give him. Because there's just, there's in the secular world nowadays that there's all these ads about psychics and meditation, and we don't go for the psychics, but the meditation and those kind of things, the quiet times, or you even see professional athletes and entertainers. They need that time away to focus, as they say. Well, if you need it to be a good entertainer, a good athlete, you certainly need it to live daily life.
I, at the ripe old age of 61, I completely agree with you. Truly do. It's not just the kind of thing you say when you're closer to dying and you hope to get in good with the big guy, but service is just everything. And being there for other people and doing for other people truly makes me happy. And I wish more people could feel that. To that end, I know, Rabbi, in Israel, there's mandatory military service.
Correct.
Do you guys think that we should have some sort of mandatory service here in the U.S., whether it's military or it's something different? Maybe your senior year of high school is more based on service. Because I think if you get people that's a terrible word. If you get people, if they get a taste, I think they're going to have a lifelong love of service.
Yeah. I could say, and I'm sure it's true by Father Ted also, for example, in the Jewish schools, that's taught. The idea of doing what's called chesed, acts of kindness, for example, I teach in a girls' Jewish high school, and you have a certain amount of hours of chesed you have to do as part of your curriculum. And so I definitely think that learning early to go and help people, and the joy that you get from it, but also feeling that this is something that is a responsibility, and that should be something we do lifelong. And as we were talking about, I think that people that do that are happier. People that reach out, and there's nothing. I think all of us know if you could give somebody some money for charity, for tzedakah, and you knew it made a major difference in their life, there's nothing that feels that good. And so I don't know if the government can force. I don't know if I'd be for the government forcing people to do that, but I think it should be part of a school curriculum. I don't know why it can't even be part of a public school curriculum, that this is part of life and this is something that you should learn to do.
Yeah. Okay, now we're just going to go anywhere we want to go. But we criticize billionaires here a lot on the show. And we all have different political views. We're not a monolith. I don't think that billionaires should be outlawed or they should take their money when they hit it. I don't think that at all. But in some ways, they have to be some of the most miserable people in that they do seem to kind of hoard it. Mm-hmm. And that must be a really weird mindset to be, which most of us will never know. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about the ultra rich?
Well, I love all people. No, and especially if they're my friends. Love them. No, I don't.
I think Ted took an honesty pill. He's lying about the Botox. But.
I think that I guess I've been blessed to know, I don't know how many billionaires I know, but I certainly, my responsibilities in various positions I've had have been to get to know people who are capable of giving seven-figure gifts, if not billionaires, but certainly seven-figure gifts, and my meeting of them, and I guess the ones I meet, some of them are some of the happiest people that I know. Along the lines the rabbi was saying, they're people that either they learned it on their own somewhere along the way, or they were trained that way by their parents, if they happen to be in a second generation family, and if they were raised that way, that's the secret. Some of them are very generous, and I really don't know how much money anybody has or how much they make. And to take it a little different direction, what I try to focus on rather than worry about the billionaires is even myself, which has a comfortable life but a very modest salary. I focus on how much I should be giving away. And I actually, when it comes to our annual stewardship renewal, we're supposed to tell the people how much we give away. I don't do it in dollars. I do it in terms of percents. And so that's very liberating to be able to do that. But no, I know plenty of people who are quite generous. And in fact, many who work into their 70s and into their 80s, not so they can buy another beach house in the Cayman Islands, but so they can give even more away. So it's I probably, the ones who hoard, I've probably never met, Dave, because they probably,
yeah,
they're not going to be
in my, they're not going to be your doorstep.
They're not going to be in my circle, right?
Yeah. Rabbi?
No, I was just going to mention, I also wanted to mention one thing, is that in Hebrew, the word for charity is tzedakah, which means justice. In other words, the idea that Judaism looks at tzedakah, at charity, is that it's an obligation, it's justice. God, so to speak, gave you some money for you and money for other people. And so it's really obligatory to give it away. And look, you know, when it comes to, I'll tell you what I worry a lot more about than worrying about billionaires and how people decide to distribute their money is I worry about the lower half. You know, you don't have to take a dollar away from somebody to get, if we increase productivity and so forth, what I worry about is that we want to make sure that everybody in this country has a place to stay and food to eat. And I think that's something which we have to work towards achieving that we can achieve. So, you know, worrying about what other people do with their money. I just saw Dell. What's it? Michael Dell.
Yes, right, so and his
he's,
wife.
He's, right, they're giving a bunch of money so kids can start out. I mean, a lot of these people do give, some of them upon their passing away are giving it all away. And so, I think that a lot of them are philanthropic. And like the father said, I've known a lot of wealthy people that give very large sums away and are also very happy people.
Yeah. Guys, we're doing the priest and the rabbi here with Monsignor Ted and Rabbi Shmuel. If you would like to ask the gentleman a question or make a comment, you can go to Facebook or to YouTube on the stream and we'll see it immediately. Or you can give us a call, 314-436-7900. Quick break, right back, DGS.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today. And when you smile.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 222 here with the priest and the rabbi. So, Monsignor, I don't think I've seen you since Pope Leo. How's that for a win? That's pretty cool, right?
Wait a minute, a Chicago fan?
I mean, like, we were all watching it together. I think, were we together?
Yeah, we were all in the,
on the show.
And they're like, from America. We're like, you shut up right now. A Pope from America. Like, it's just so cool.
It is. You know, I think my perspective might be a little bit different than a lot of Americans. Candidly, I've been around the world enough. I've been privileged to be able to give lectures in Asia, in Africa, around the world. And Americans are not the most popular people just everywhere. And I think it was there for just a variety of reasons. And, you know, maybe founded, unfounded, but I think largely unfounded and lack of knowledge. But I don't know that he would have got elected if he was thought about primarily as an American. I have no inside track, but in some ways I'd say maybe despite the fact that he was, I think that long,
that's interesting,
that long association he had in Peru, even to the point of becoming a Peruvian citizen, and then the times that he did work internationally with his community, the Augustinians, and then when he was in this position of what's called the cabinet positions in the United States in government, they called dicasteries in Rome, and he was in the dicastery that picked out who was going to be the next bishops. So as such, he got to know people from all over the world. And I think he appears to be very straightforward, no smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
And I think that he must, I think he built up enough confidence with people from enough different countries that it got people on his side, plus which our Catholic Church, and just as our parish is an example, as comfortable as people are who live there, really has a heart for the poor. In fact, I have to watch how many people I get up and ask for money for because they'll give to any cause where it's the needy. And the phrase that's used in a lot of our documents, and it's assigned especially in the scriptures to the Gospel of Luke, is that followers of Jesus have a preferential option for the poor. We believe that he did himself. There's story after story about him associating with people that were untouchables or whatever the word they used at the time. And so I think Pope Leo, I think he carried that cachet with him, and I think it made him favorable in the eyes of a lot of people.
Any thoughts on Leo?
I don't really know much about it. It's interesting to see an American become the Pope, that's mm-hmm. for sure. And I know that, you know, Israel is trying to build up a relationship with him and the Jewish community, you know.
What are you guys, Jews, what are you taught growing up about other religions? Not so much like, here's why these guys are wrong and here's why these guys are wrong, but just in general, like, as you're growing up, like, okay, these people are called Catholics. Here's what they believe. These people are called Muslims. Here's what they believe.
Right. So I think there's not a tremendous amount of in-depth knowledge. You know, I can say myself, like from being on this show for years, I would hear you make jokes about different denominations of Christianity, and I never got it. You know, like, and so, but, you know, in Judaism, you don't need to become Jewish to be a person who's got a relationship with God. So, you know, it's not looked at as, you know, that this, there's, you know, these people have to become like us or something like that, right? In Judaism, Judaism is a rigorous religion. There's 613 commandments, and so.
But not exclusionary.
What does that mean?
Meaning, it's like a lot of Christian faiths believe that Jesus is the only way to God, only path.
Right.
Give it up if you're not here.
Well, I mean, Judaism believes that God made the world for everybody, and God gave the Jewish people the Torah to bring the Torah to the world. And to be a light, and so a light unto the nations. But non-Jewish people don't need to become Jewish in order to be good people.
How does it make you special to be Jewish then in the eyes of God?
The only way that it, so to speak, makes, you know, this is a contentious topic. Like it says in the Bible, it says the Jewish people are the chosen people, and this is something that makes some people upset or whatever it might be. But I always try to explain to people, it means that you're chosen to bring this message to the world, right? It's, you're not, Jews do not have any desire to rule over other people or to look at themselves as better or more.
To create more Jews. You're not proselytizers.
No, we're not proselytizers. If somebody sincerely approaches, we don't go out and try to get people to convert to Judaism. If people come, and some people do, there's a steady stream. It's not huge.
Yeah, you've been pushing me away for 20 years.
Just with my personality.
He's the outdoor dog.
But no, it's just, it's the idea of it is that if they want to and they're earnest and they want to sign on to being a Jewish, and we warn them of the problems of being a Jewish person. When a person comes to convert, we tell them that, first of all, there's a lot of obligation in this. And second of all, once you do it, there's no going back. Mm-hmm. And also, you might be disliked and your children might be disliked for being Jewish. And so we try to warn them of the pitfalls of that. And if the person still insists on going through with it. But the idea in Judaism is that a person does not have to become Jewish, and therefore we're not trying to make them Jewish. It's not because we don't wish them well. It's not like, you know, go ahead and go to, you know, it's because they don't need to.
Yeah.
And so
I find that fascinating. Hey, we're doing the Priest and Rabbi here. If you want to go to YouTube or Facebook on the stream and comment or ask a question, or 314-436-7900. Quick break, right back. Keep on rocking me, baby. DJ SNKMOX here with Monsignor Ted and Rabbi Shmuel, the priest and the rabbi. I think we just blew the guy's mind by telling him how we have to put our headphones in a lockbox because everyone around here steals them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs, but yeah. That's just, it's what happens.
It's what it is.
People will take your stuff if you do not secure it.
Rage, Kev, any questions before I keep orating here?
No.
I just want to ask this. Monsignor, you just celebrated 50 years in the priesthood. Mazel tov. That's fantastic. Shmuel, how long have you been doing this?
30 years.
30 years.
I'm a youngster.
If you had to start over and God told you, you just can't be a priest, you can't be a rabbi, you've lived long lives, what do you think you would have done? How would you have done it? Like, what appeals to you?
You know, it depends what you mean by that, because I had to make a very big choice. When I grew up as a secular Jewish kid.
I always forget that.
Yeah. And so I started to learn about Judaism when I was 23, and I had a business degree. I had a degree in finance and accounting. And I was planning on going to grad school and going into business. And you know, I think one of the things that influenced me was that Robert Frost poem, like the Road Not Taken. Mm-hmm. But I just thought to myself, you know, what's like a more interesting way to go? To become like a financier or something like that? Or to go and teach about Judaism to people that had an education like I had, or lack of education like I had.
Did you feel a call? Did Jews believe in that?
I don't know if people believe in that. Some people feel that. I'm not going to say I felt a calling per se, but I did have to make a very serious choice. You know, it was a scary choice. You know, my father's telling me, you know, they're going to be looking at you like, where's this guy been? You know, he's out in Jerusalem. What, you know, he was telling me, like, you got to make a choice here. And it was scary because the road that I took is a weird one, but I wouldn't go back on it. I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I'd now choose to be a financier looking backward. You know, I'm often, and maybe you feel this way, I often do wish that I had the resources to give away large amounts of money, which because of the path that I chose, I don't. It would be like if you asked me, would I like to be a billionaire? Absolutely. Because I would like to, you know, people laugh at me. I always tell them I don't play the lottery unless it's over a billion.
Yeah,
because I don't want to win a stinking $10 million. You know, if I'm going to win, I want to do something big with it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I have this whole calculation of how it.
When let me drill down a little bit more on your past. When you were a secular Jew,
yeah.
What did you think of religious Jews?
They were nuts. I thought, look, but they. I want to say this. This is what I always thought is they made sense to me. In other words, they were consistent. I understood Jews who were observant, and I understood secular Jews. If you don't believe it, don't do it. And if you do believe it, do it. I didn't understand the middle very well. But I didn't understand it, so I thought it was kind of cool. I thought religion was basically for weak people who, you know, yeah, you do the traditions that your parents do, or you need some kind of comfort. I didn't understand. I had no depth of understanding, and I never met anybody that could explain it in a way that made any sense to me.
Interesting.
And so that's one of the things that first really it was amazing to me when I got to Israel and started to study was, wait a minute, when people made sense, I was like surprised. When people told me things that were, this is why it makes sense to believe this, I was taken aback. I didn't even think that was an idea.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was like, really?
Yeah.
And so the more I studied it, and then I said to myself, this is such deep, important things. Why don't we know this? How could it be I was raised and never heard this before?
Yeah. Why didn't anyone tell me this?
Right. And now I'm 23 years old. And so I said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to try to teach this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ted, I'm going to bet if you had it to do over again, you couldn't be a priest, you'd be an educator.
Maybe, but I can give you, I need to start by saying that I certainly wouldn't do anything else. I had a lot of time to reflect on my life the last year of celebrations. And one of the things I said the most often, life's been better than I expected and better than I deserved. Now, if you go back to the question, what would I want to do? I would have wanted to have been a Major League Baseball player.
I was going to say, Cardinals manager.
But having been a child playing baseball, it didn't appear that I was given that skill set. But I actually, Dave, I hope you don't joke when I say this. Yes, the field I would have chosen, I was pretty certain. I was still a child when I thought I was called to be a priest, but a teenager. But I would have been a lawyer. But I think back, you know, in my formative years in the 60s, the church was all about getting involved in all the social movements and in helping immigrants, helping the poor, promoting racial equality. You know, I was very proud of the fact the Catholic schools in St. Louis were integrated racially before the public schools were. And so that was kind of part of our, and even in terms of the healthcare system in St. Louis, look at the number of hospitals that were started. And so I was very proud of that. And I hope I would have been a good lawyer, but I think I would have been materially poor because I would have spent my life trying being a public defender or working among the people who were homeless.
And pro bono.
So, yes, I think that would have been, now, who knows, if I had had a family, I would have eventually had to
make a living
somehow. But I've been given the gift of being able to talk. And so that was a little comment on what the rabbi said. Of course, I actually have a similar approach to the lottery. If you're going to win it, why win a small one? And then you could have. However, I don't know that if that ever came my way. Yes, I already know what causes I would give it to. But it's just from my heart, is I feel like I've given people something way better than money. Because you give people money today, they just want to know how much you're going to give them tomorrow. That doesn't really buy friends, and it doesn't even always buy success for the people you're giving the money to. But my calling has been to help people find a way of life which is so rewarding, and there's some people that feel literally like I saved their lives from the path they were on. And wow, that's hard to beat. You can't buy that.
It's hard to beat. Yeah. Kev, you love this story, being a cradle Catholic. Maureen and Phoebe are both Catholic. Nick and I are not. And when Phoebe started going to ICD, so Nick would have been 12, 13 years old. We went to a picnic, and we're not used to Catholic picnics. And Nick went running off. And he comes back about 20 minutes later. He's like, Dad, I need 20 bucks. I'm like, what do you need 20 bucks for? He goes, there's a priest back there who's drinking beer, and there's a gambling game. And I'm like, buddy, I think you've misconstrued what's going on. So I went back there. I'm like, oh, sure enough, that's what's going on. Okay. Like, we didn't have our Catholic sea legs yet.
Still learning.
That's funny. Yeah. So you're a Southside kid.
Me?
Yeah.
No, Dave. My roots are where I was living when I was born, only about 12 blocks north of here. That's where the Polish church was. In a sense, I was born into the Polish ghetto. At that time, there were five Catholic Polish churches in St. Louis. I mean, immigrants tend to flock with their own, and so yeah. There were five.
Where exactly were you?
Like 20th and Cass Avenue. Near where the NGA is, and the backyard eventually became, unfortunately, where Pruitt-Igoe was. The short-lived experiment, which failed miserably, but it was in that area, and then. Moved out further out to the neighborhood we moved into was half in now what's called Walnut Park East and West, and then part of it was in Jennings in that neighborhood. So blue collar neighborhood, and their roots were definitely on the north side.
Kevin, did you know that Ted was personal friends with Stan Musial?
I think he mentioned that.
Oh yeah,
in fact, I think he mentioned that a long time ago when we were talking ball.
Stayed close. I go.
I mean, you've got a lot of that historical background.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We became friends. People always say, how did you become friends? I said, I don't really, like a lot of people at my age, don't remember exactly how or where I met them, but I'd say there were three different things. First of all, he and his wife loved coming to ethnic stuff. She was Czech and he was all Polish, but they would come to our church a lot for the ethnic things. Secondly, he's a baseball fan. And he, you know, some people, if you'd bring up stuff to Stan about what he had done, he wouldn't say, oh, that was nothing. No, he would love, you know, not all former players are fans, and he was. And then thirdly was, because some of my responsibilities were about raising money for different causes, relatively speaking, I think he probably wasn't one of the wealthiest people in town. He was comfortable life. But everybody loved having him on the committee. If you had Stan on your committee, then everybody else wanted to be on that committee and get on board.
I only met him one time. I think when I was in law school and I was dating this girl and we went to a function. and he was there, and she knew him. And she led me up there and introduced me to him. He shakes my hand like no one's ever shaken my hand before. And he goes, Dave, do you like music?
He got the harmonica.
And he pulled the harmonica out, and Stan Musial's playing the harmonica for me. And I'm just like, this is nuts.
Yep.
I had a wedding for one of his grandkids last year, and now that grandkid just gave him another great grandchild.
Wow.
So it was
fantastic.
It continues on.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I wish you nothing but the best in 2026.
Thanks, Dave.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. Tell me why you
hang around. Kev, I did a gig with Derek, the lead singer of Ted Nugent, and Carlisi from 38 Specials, a longtime buddy of mine. And they come in, they fly in. This is when Bulger and I rebuilt the USO. And they're playing with my band that night. And I'm just shooting the crap with Derek. And he's like, well, I guess I should go practice. And he goes up on stage and he sings this song, which is super high. He doesn't warm up, doesn't do anything. He just nails it. And it's sort of like playing catch with Ozzie Smith, where you're like, oh, you're built different.
Yeah,
different.
It's reps, man. Mm-hmm. It's reps. Anything you can do
tens of thousands of times, you're going to have such an advantage over people that do it sparingly or even one-tenth of that time.
So true.
Yeah. I mean, that's every day of his life. No.
You never see what got him there.
No. And I mean, just think about the number of gigs that man has played in his life. And then take into account then how many studio sessions.
Yeah.
How many times he's just singing in the car. How many, you know, I mean, like when he's just writing a song and you're trying to figure it out. I mean, how many times are you doing it?
Yeah.
It's literally every day, all day.
What is device hoarding?
Have you guys seen this? This has been kind of a buzzy thing. I think it was CNBC that had a story on it. But apparently it's a problem for the economy that younger people aren't just buying new devices every time the new devices come out because their old devices still work. I don't know that we should. Why are we calling that a hoarding when all it is I got this thing that still works, so I'm going to keep using the thing that's still, like, are we car hoarding if we keep a good car that keeps on running and it's not having any problems?
Thank you for saying something about that, Wheels, because yeah, that is incredibly manipulative to be like, you know what? Here's another reason why it's your fault the economy is bad.
Yeah.
You have an item that still works and you don't want to replace it for no reason. Ugh, well, you're just going to have to deal with it. It's like, dude, I mean, make the new
better.
Device so much better that it's like, oh man, I got to save. I got to get the new iPhone. But I mean, it's not that much better, and everyone's broke. I can't go buy the latest, greatest device three times a year. That's crazy.
Well, and nobody does that for any other thing.
No.
Nobody's buying a new car every time a new car year model comes out, right? Nobody's buying a new video game system because they changed the look of it one time in the middle of it. Like, it's the same. Like, why do I need to go spend a bunch of money to just get a slightly better camera? Is literally the only difference. Or maybe the screen is a quarter of an inch wider or whatever. Like, do something functionally great, and maybe I will do that.
I think they still do it low-key, but remember when they got caught red-handed slowing your phone down?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And your battery life would slowly die.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel like if you are writing for, or you're broadcasting, you're at a major media outlet. CNBC, I think, was the source of this. You should not use that terminology unless you're using it in a derisive way to say this is a ridiculous way to talk about people who are just doing what we would all consider smart for generations. If you had a washer and dryer built in the 60s and it was amazing, like, they don't make them like that anymore, so that's why I keep it. Well, if a thing functions, why should you be expected to replace it?
It's messed up, man.
Why are we placing that level of expectation on people?
Mm-hmm.
But specifically younger people. Because people like me or like my dad, we're not buying a new phone every year. You're going to buy one maybe every 5 years when you need one.
When they break.
It was younger people like, ooh, I want the new one. Well, now they're realizing that probably wasn't the smartest idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so why are we calling it dumb that they're smart?
I love that they're like, Dave Hines calls it corporate gaslighting.
It's
which
what it is.
Pretty
yeah,
apt,
good call.
But
yeah.
It's they're being so passive aggressive. They're like, well, you don't even want the new device. We'll just stop making them then.
Yeah.
Like, God, dude,
stop doing it. We're just changing the color.
Give me a break.
Fine. And, we'll just never make another phone, okay?
Yeah, don't. As long as this one works, we'll be fine.
I 15 years ago, I was selling cell phones. They are so much more expensive now, and they can do a lot more now.
Yeah,
like, these are incredible pieces of technology. They should be $1,000, $2,000, but don't act like everyone just has that sitting around.
I'm really guilty of this because I don't want to fight. So when I go to get a new phone, I'm just like, how much is it per month? Like, I don't want to hear that it's $1,300
because
that'll make me poop.
That's all I care about, too, is monthly payment.
Yeah, what is it per month?
Well, and it's also what do you get on a trade-in? Because they're always going to give you a deal, right? Like, give us your old phone and we'll give you a new one at $800 off. When the reality is it was probably just up-priced $800 so they can justify doing that to get you to move in.
Yep.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.